Hi, I'm Hirsch Singel, a program manager on the Windows Developer Platform team. In this video, I'm going to show you Device Portal, our new diagnostic platform for Windows. Device Portal is a small web server built into almost every Windows device, IoT, HoloLens, Xbox, PC, and mobile. It was built to give UWP developers a better look at what was going on their device and generally make lives easier. First, we'll go over how to get Device Portal up and running, then look at some of the tools it contains, and finally look at the Device Portal wrapper, which allows you to automate your Device Portal workflow. Let's dive in. You can find Device Portal in the For Developer Settings menu on each device. You'll need a developer unlock your Xbox to get at it, while on IoT it's automatically enabled. On PC, enabling developer mode will also download the developer mode package, which contains Device Portal. If it doesn't install, don't worry, you'll still be able to use Visual Studio to sideload and deploy apps as usual. Now, after enabling developer mode, you'll also need to enable Device Portal itself. Now, I'll add some credentials here, which help keep Device Portal secure. But it's not actually that interesting to look at Device Portal on a desktop. Instead, we'll look at it on a phone. So on the left here, we have a recent build of Windows Phone, and on the right, we have Edge. Now, I'm going to connect over USB here, but I could also use the network address presented on the phone. So we'll type in localhost 10,080 to access Device Portal on the phone over USB. Now, I've already paired the device, so there's no authentication step, but I will click through this warning. Let's take a look at the tools included in Device Portal. Device Portal across each Windows device family is slightly different. HoloLens, for instance, has a 3D viewer and mixed reality capture, so you can see what the machine and the user see, respectively. Across all devices, you have a couple core tools, which is what we'll look at now. Here, we see the app management workspace, which allows you to install and control the apps on your device. So we can close settings from the device. Here we have the File Explorer, which shows you all of the documents on your device. Here we have an App File Explorer. If you're familiar with the old Windows Phone 8.1 Isolated Storage Explorer, this is the same thing, but now it works across all Windows devices. So here are my sideloaded apps, and I can go in and access them if I want. You can also collect real-time performance data using the ETW and performance tracing tools. Real-time ETW lets you see a live feed of events from the system and includes a list of providers on the system. If you're familiar with WPR, the Windows Performance Recorder, you can use the same WPR profiles in the Performance Tracing tool to collect ETL logs of events from the device. You can also collect crash dumps directly from the device, very handy for when you have a live repro of a crash. Now, all of these tools are backed by REST APIs. That means you can use it just as easily from curl or the address bar, as we see here. And we get some quick information about what that product is. It also opens us up to a nice, easy automation story. The Device Portal wrapper is an open source project on GitHub that wraps the REST APIs of Device Portal. Like Device Portal itself, it started with the HoloLens team working on some automated monitoring tools for their devices and spread from there. It's a C# library that you can use from either UWP or .NET applications. It handles connecting to the device in question and provides an object model for the responses. Let's see it in action. Here we have one of the samples that's included with the project. It shows how to connect to a device, display certificate warnings, and collect some basic machine data. Here, I'll connect to my desktop and show my IP config data. Similarly, I could get a list of running processes or see how much battery my PC has left just by tweaking the code a little bit. This can be a good starting point for building your own tools that use Device Portal APIs. The project includes both graphical and command line samples to get you started. You can find more information about Device Portal on MSDN, and you can try out the wrapper project by finding it in the Microsoft GitHub account. We pay really close attention to our user voice as well. So if you've got an idea for a tool that would really help you, please let us know. Thanks for watching. We can't wait to see how you use Device Portal.